Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Probably you probably more kinky than me. Like you said, you probably got mad possibilities.
Oh, I eat ass, bro.
Yeah, see, I'm all right. Cool.
That's the key. That's as far as I go with a kink.
Ass. That's kind of regular.
Listen, you know when I found that out on Clubhouse?
All right, do you get your ass ate? That's no. Kinky. All right,
that's
cool.
This guy.
Oh, see, that's
I'm Dominican
kinky
though. Dominican.
Oh yeah, see,
I'm Dominican.
That's some other shit because I ain't
no thanks.
Yeah, me,
no
I'm not
thanks.
With that.
Like I said, hey, please cool. Don't put nothing in my butt.
Yeah,
tongue,
yeah,
finger,
nothing.
Please,
I'm cool.
I'm a fart. You're going to be that man you farted on.
Yo, this nigga Mouse.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
And we're back.
Happy Monday. Welcome back. If you're listening to us on your commute, you're doing the right thing. If you listen to us in the crib, you're doing the right thing. If you listen to us while you're getting some head, don't know if you're doing the wrong thing.
It's not bad, but
like bad
you should
good.
Be focused. You should be focused.
No, maybe you need to listen so you're not focused.
Yeah, I got
you.
You
see what I'm
saying? Heard you.
Good morning.
I'm not going to hold you. If you listen to us while you're getting head, I'm hating. Because I'm not getting head right now. We're recording this podcast.
Yeah, imagine a nigga getting head listening to this shit. It's crazy.
She's like, you last so long. Hey, got the nigga out of the AirPod in.
One.
Nigga doing nigga over there doing
it. You like the step pops, the pops from the shop.
With the Bluetooth, Darnell.
Yeah, you know.
Yo, can you we'll talk about that. Cause boy.
Oh, you watching the show?
Yeah. First of all, Tiffany is the most I've been telling niggas Tiffany the most fire thing on TV.
What is it, new
cool.
Season?
Yeah, the shorty off the shot.
Oh, the shot.
Which Tiffany is
the light skinned one that's with the nigga that's keep fucking up.
And she just
out here fucking on niggas. Yeah.
Oh,
so what's
she's
the new
back.
Season about? It's like he kicked boy off. Now it's a revamp.
Oh, you missed the whole season.
Yeah, they on this
it's
season
four.
Four.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got
yeah, you got it. You got
spin the block, bro.
Yeah,
this season good, bro.
Yeah, this season.
This season good, bro.
They all.
Nah, there was one season. Was
one, the last season, it got man. But I cool.
Anyways. Yeah, say that. Yeah, listen, y'all go watch it. We be giving y'all shit to watch, so go watch that. But in any other time, you already know it's the Guys Next Door podcast. Make sure you follow, rate, comment, subscribe. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. Why?
Yep, yep.
Because the Bible said, strong money.
It said something. It said
scared money don't make no money.
It said put stacks on the petrol.
Put snaps on the petrol. Yeah. Show us some love. Give us 5 stars. And then the Bible also said, go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Because y'all some motherfucking Hakeem Campbells and Kimmy Gibblers. Mm-hmm. What that means, you some mooch-ass niggas. Y'all niggas be pulling up to the crib. Don't put nothing in the crib.
That's wild.
But take something from the crib.
You That's niggas wild. Gotta beat it.
Jason Pitts.
Fucking beat it.
Get out of here.
Waldo Gerardo Faldo. Bro, man.
Get out of here.
You niggas is ass.
What's homie name? T and Tamara.
Roger. Go home, Roger.
You're not gonna put nothing down.
Always was a nigga getting some for free.
For free shit. Homie from Family Matters.
I said that, Waldo.
No. The little boyfriend. No, the Cosby Show.
I never watched Cosby Show.
What?
I'm sorry, bro. I'm bro.
You know what I'm talking about on Cosby Show. Homie, hello, boyfriend. Bud. Bud.
Oh, yeah. Bud.
Get out of here,
Cole?
Bud.
No. Wasn't that Cole?
No.
That's Martin.
Martin was Bud.
No, Martin is Cole.
No, the actor who plays
no,
Cole.
No, it's not.
He was.
He was
okay.
Roach. His
See,
name
I think
Roach
he was on it, but yeah. He wasn't Bud.
Bud Roach has something to do with weed. I was there.
Wow. Wow.
Come on, give me some. Stop playing with me, my nigga.
That was good.
That was good. I appreciate, good. I appreciate that, that really little.
Come on, okay. Bro. I'm a part of the community. Even though I don't smoke, I'm here, bro.
We'll I'm back. Long back. Okay.
All right. Listen, all right. As y'all can hear, yes, it's another week of us back in the
all
crib.
All three of them
together. No Airbnb necessary. It's all crib.
Yep. Yeah.
Landlord come in, he might get fucked up. Put hands and feet on that nigga.
And then we'll give him rent.
And just know, when I put my feet on him, they in DCMB socks.
Look, she was about to size you, looking at that nigga sideways.
And real Jordans. And real fucking Jordans. DCMB socks with real Air Ones. If you don't understand that, listen, we listen last week episode. Listen, in the continuation of Juneteenth, continuation of Black Music Month, continuation of just celebrating Black
businesses.
I'm about
to say, actually, it was Father's Day yesterday, my G.
It was Father's Day yesterday.
Happy Father's Day, y'all.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, right? You're a Puerto Rican nigga.
We
I knew
fathers.
It.
We fathers.
Yeah. I knew you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many? How many?
A lot of these niggas is my son.
Yo,
talk about
it. I see it coming.
He walked you down the street. He walked you down the street too. But it's cool.
Speak right down there.
But happy Father's Day, y'all. Yeah, I am not a father, but
yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that
yeah,
you
yeah,
acknowledge.
No, 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 no.
There's absolutely zero kids.
I always, there's zero chance of me having a kid, because I always say this. At zero this point chance. In my life, there's zero chance of me having a kid right now. At this point in my life, if some woman had my child, I'm easy to find, and they're not going to not be like, oh, this is not your baby. This, it's just not possible right now.
Okay. Zero percent.
My life, and where I'm at in life right now, in my mind, it's like, why wouldn't you want me if you had my baby?
0%.
0%. 0%.
Like, you could have knocked it down on a random night.
No,
she's a biochemist and she don't listen to none of this
shit.
If
the child is there and it's living and breathing, no, there's no possible way. No possible way.
You got a dog?
Kind of.
You got a little dog. You like a little teacup Yorkie.
Nah. My neighbor, my best friend got a French and he just run back and forth.
Oh, got you.
But other than that, nah.
0%.
0%. I have no children out there, man.
Whatever, man. I don't believe this nigga, bro. 0% is crazy.
I'm just saying, because look.
Mac, what's the percentage that you
got? I got a good podcast. I'm getting money.
That
I got
you might. Degree. The nigga said 0%, bro.
I'm about to say, bro, you've been in
first
you've
of
been
all, there's a negative 0% for you because they would definitely come get your ass.
That's not true. Niggas was moving walkie. Nigga, you got to remember.
Yo, if they have a thought in their mind, oh, Mac Wilds, this might be his.
But
they are running to the forefront.
Not everybody want that.
Yeah.
We heard mad stories. We see mad stories.
Who don't want bread?
There's mad stories of niggas our
who
age
don't want bread?
Who had a famous dad
who
and their mother never let them
bread?
Know until they was adults.
Hey, listen.
They always knew who their pops was.
I was about to say,
the pops just was like, nah, it's cool.
I'll say this. I think there's a 0% chance, but... we've all done a lot of shit in
absolutely.
Our life. We've all, you know.
But I don't think we've
been running around this block for a long time.
But I don't think we've done that much, or a girl gonna forget that Mac Wilds with all the bread. This could be his shot. Let me not hit him up.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying zero, bro.
Hey, Miles, don't look at me like that.
We're just gonna
hope and pray for the best.
And y'all know me. I'm the condom master from Nebraska. I protect myself at all times.
Yeah. My first daughter was born with a condom, bro. What are you talking about?
Says who, you? I don't believe nothing you say. I believe it wasn't there. I don't believe it was it.
I don't lie about anything. That would be a stupid thing to start lying about. There's certain shit I'm truthful about that I shouldn't be truthful about. There's no need to lie about that. I had a condom on in my daughter's day, so that there's a zero. Bro, I know for a fact there's at least.
You're talking about yourself right now.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
At least. I mean,
yeah.
There was one nigga I seen, I'm like, God damn.
So there's an extra couple of you running around.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Good percent. Who knows?
High percent? Low percent? 50?
It's a 40? Mid.
It's a mid.
Mid range.
It's like a mid Jordan?
No, not mid Jordan.
It's like a mid Jordan.
It's like a Rip Hamilton. Is it like a Rip Hamilton coming off the screen?
Wow.
That's 100%.
That's mid.
No, that is good.
But it's a mid range.
It's a mid range.
That joint is going in though.
He was hitting every shot.
Steph Curry mid range?
No, hell no. Definitely outside.
Oh yeah.
You need like a you hope it's like a Ben Simmons mid range.
Nah, I hope it's a Ben.
That's a true.
That means that's 0%.
Yes, that's me.
Leave him open.
I am Ben Simmons from the 3-point line.
Woo!
with the kids in the
streets. One nigga, we also have one nigga who I'm 1,000% sure got a lot of possible because he's Puerto Rican. He the only Puerto Rican left in New York.
Nah, I'm actually, my mom's is black and my pop's Puerto Rican, but I was raised with my mom, so it's like.
So you Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Like, the nigga said I'm not Puerto Rican, but
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh.
But I just was more like on the black side.
But you Puerto Rican.
Yeah. No, okay. But I'm saying, you know,
you don't have Puerto Rican niggas. You don't have the Garvey flag tatted on.
Puerto Rican. A lot
why
of
you
Puerto
don't have
Rican
the Garvey flag tatted on?
A lot of Puerto Rican niggas is extra freaky. I'm not that extra freaky, yeah, kinky kind of nigga. Like,
bro, you got the lineup with the fade in the back on the lineup, nah, bro. You extra freaky, bro.
No, 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 I'm not. Dead ass. I'm like real.
And nigga, you took the tongue ring out before we started recording.
Son, what?
Whoa.
Holy moly.
Yo, you know what's crazy? From the last episode, I got kind of like used to his outbursts and shit, so I'm gonna let you ride.
That was crazy.
Yo, look, you can say anything. You can say anything on a podcast because niggas is like, really? Because it's their first introduction.
That's so crazy. Yo, that's
a tongue ring is wicked.
Mad Puerto Rican niggas had tongue rings.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I wasn't up in high school.
I wasn't raised in a Puerto Rican household.
He tried to start off his story like telling you whatever you thought is going over there. I was raised how you was raised. That's what you're
saying. Or probably, you probably more kinky than me. Like you said, you probably got mad possibilities.
Oh, I eat ass, bro.
Yeah, see, I'm all right, cool.
That's the kid. That's as far as I go with a kink.
Ass?
Yeah,
that's kind of regular.
Listen, you know when I found that out? On Clubhouse?
All right, do you get your ass ate? That's no. Kinky. All right,
that's
cool.
This guy.
Oh, see, that's
I'm Dominican,
kinky
though. Dominican.
Oh, yeah, see?
I'm Dominican.
That's some other shit, because I ain't
no thanks.
Yeah, me,
no thanks.
Nigga said, hey.
Please don't put nothing in my butt. Tongue, finger, nothing.
Nothing. I'm cool.
I'm a fart. You're going to be that man getting farted on.
Yo, this nigga mouse. No, wait. Oh, wait. Babe, I'm sorry. Like, so you become a Lambo, like your legs going to air? Like,
we never asked like, you.
I've never heard somebody say,
oh,
yes, you're
all fours like a
poodle.
Like a
nigga, a Tesla.
Butterfly doors, nigga. Yo, but see, so, I'm not into that.
You a Lambo?
Do the scoop?
No, not do the scoop.
What the fuck?
Yeah, do the scoop.
Hold on.
So this is how it happened, though. This is how it happened. I was laying down. Shorty topping me off. It was like, oh shit, this is crazy. And I felt her going down. She got to the ball.
When
a
nigga start talking bad fast in the story.
Hold on, you already know. Wait, you already know.
I can't
understand. Hold on, you gotta understand.
Then he's gonna say she went to the Gooch. The Gooch is your ass.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa, no, it is not.
Listen.
You don't shit out your Gooch.
All right,
can't nobody penetrate your Gooch.
Bro, listen. She got lower, and I was like, oh wait a minute, what is that? And she got lower. I said, yo, this bitch is.
Let me ask you this.
But I'm not gonna stop.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Because there's a question. We've lightly danced around the time. We never talked about it. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
When it happened,
yeah.
Was you sure your ass, like when she was eating your ass, was you like, damn, I definitely shit it. Like, I did not control this.
Oh, no. I'm a super clean.
Oh my god, now
nigga
always take showers.
You got wipes in the car.
I didn't say take showers. I keep wet wipes with me, bro. I gotta make sure.
Yo, you got wipes on you right now, Matt?
Huh?
You got wipes
in the
like
car.
The fits
right in the car.
Bro, that don't mean
right
nothing.
So literally.
So you, but you didn't know you was getting your ass.
The way
you
telling the story
is
like the wipes in his pocket.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm about to take
you got cargoes and extra pocket is wipes.
If you had wipes in your pocket, it was over.
I thought you had like cargoes on. You had like the wipes in the extra pocket.
Nah, that would've been crazy.
Bro, I want you to hear what you're telling me.
Talk to me.
You didn't know you was about to get your ass ate.
I'm saying it wasn't shitty. It was probably sweaty. It wasn't shitty though.
And you was like, damn, I'm sorry.
Not even. It's like, hey.
She's probably happy.
I ain't gonna hold you. Women go through a lot. Clap it up for women.
Women are tough.
It's a strong women. You got strong women out here.
A woman that gonna put their tongue in your ass, knowing that niggas don't be wiping their ass. Like, women will like a woman that live with you, you've been with, like, she'll talk shit. You didn't even take a shower yesterday. Oh my God, get in the shower.
Yeah,
but she'll still eat your ass.
A new bit? Oh.
Just to eat your ass. Like, what's up with you?
So I want to be sucking balls and all that. Dick would be on their forehead. They are powerful. That is...
Look. Nigga, right here, hitting her like this.
Look. Like
going crazy.
Give it to y'all.
Shout out to y'all, man. One more time. Round of applause for women.
Yo, we got our
she
man.
She looks disgusted, but... but,
shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. Now, listen. We got our man Vaughn here because... The nigga has an app coming out. Like I told y'all, this is celebrating Juneteenth.
Yeah, man.
Black businesses, black ownership, motherfuckers affecting change
that
in this
black
motherfucker.
Dollar, man.
Big change.
Vaughn, tell them about this app, bro, because this app about to change the world,
so,
bro.
So, as a kid, y'all, maybe me. I always wanted superpowers and shit, but you know, we couldn't have that and shit.
Who was yours?
I wanted like black. Wolverine. This nigga's I don't think I wanted like the super Wolverine shit or Superman. Some shit like that, right? Grew up, couldn't have superpowers. All right, cool. What's next?
What age were you when you realized you couldn't have superpowers? Like, and you accepted
young.
No, I'm not. When I accepted it?
The way
you said it. I always wanted
telekinetic powers also.
Nigga,
I still want to move.
I just want to be able to poof and beat it.
So I'm going to hold you.
I still probably want superpowers.
Y'all probably going to call me crazy. Like, for some real shit. I be looking at shit sometimes in the crib.
Think you can move
it. Trying to move it.
Me too. My nigga be on some like...
My door was open the other day. I'm like, damn, let me move this shit. Close this shit. And bro, I couldn't close it, so I was tight. I was fake mad, though.
Bro.
Pistol.
Bro, I ain't gonna hold it.
Because any of my... And I'll be super honest. We use such a small percent of our 10%. Brain. Mm-hmm. If we was to use, get to 15... The other 90? Not even 90. You got another 15.
Like 25.
You'd be able to move that door.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Another 10, another 15, you'd be able to do this. And the door would close.
Bro,
for me to be like this, I'm really thinking one day maybe I wake up and maybe, I got an extra 10. Maybe.
Or they come up with that pill or whatever shit. That limitless shit every year, whatever that is.
I did 11%.
That limitless
pill. If I do 11%, I'm going to college. I'm fucking niggas up.
That's
the crazy thing. You get 2% of your rent right now. It's a wrap. It's really lit.
I got a GED.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What else you want?
No, this nigga took a beat. I said I'm going to college. Nigga said,
you didn't even finish high school.
I wanted to go to college, but you know.
I wanted to go to college, bro.
I got shot.
I wanted to go to.
Back in the days and shit.
Bro,
staring me a different way.
You know what? Fuck it. We here now. You got shot. What happened?
Wait, what? My incident?
Yeah, obviously within parameters.
Well, I wanted to go to college and shit like that, but then after that, growing up, I'm from the projects. I'm from Canarsie Project, Brookline Projects and shit like that. So you become a product of your environment, toting guns, knives, whatever the case may be. I was extra light, had a point to prove.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I'm definitely, So, I definitely had a knife back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. Yo. Because he said, toting guns, doing this. He did not say knife.
So, growing up in the projects and shit, I felt like before I found out really who I was and what I'm capable was, I just was, like I said, a project of my environment. I seen my friends doing this, the drug dealers over here. So I'm like, this is the cool thing to do. One thing led to another. I was at a basketball tournament and some shit like that. And shots went off, and then I got hit with a shotgun.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So, in my arm. It went, like, the dude had it to my face and shit like that, and then I went for it. So, when he was tussling for it, he shot me in the wrist and shit like that. So, I got, my nerves and tendons destroyed in my left hand, but that's another story and all that. But that's what happened. So, I skipped the college shit. I was kind of, not feeling people that much. School wasn't on my mind. I went more left, started scamming, caught cases off it. Then I was like, as I grew, I started losing more people around me. My biological brother got killed.
Mm.
And then I lost my pops. And then it was like the people that I love was like just leaving type shit. So I'm like, it's something I could do. So growing up in the projects, I always had like good cars and shit like that. So, cops used to just pull us out, probably plant guns in the car or whatever the case may be, whatever the fuck shit they be thinking they could do. Abusing the authority because we really don't know what we dealing with. We sometimes I don't give a fuck how tough you are. If the cops say get the fuck out the car, you get out the car.
200%.
I don't give a fuck what you did, how many bodies you caught, you getting out. So now, so fast forward, I'm grown now and all that. So Clubhouse came about. I always had the idea because rewind a little bit. I was driving through my hood one day. And I'm like, damn, the cops pull me over right now in my car, I'm going to be pissed off. Like, I'm tired of them doing this shit, doing it, they do whatever they want. And then, I thought about other encounters and then the George Floyd cases. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can we feel a little safe about what's going on? So Clubhouse came about, and I was like, that's how I met Mouse and shit like that. So I'm like, I want to do an app, So everybody was like, go for it. Like, this is the time where you should just
do it.
Like, facts. What's the worst that could happen? It could be great. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it. So I invested. I had no knowledge of it. I was Googling, learning shit, a certain shit. And then one place led me here, talking to Mouse. He directed me this way. And this person directed me this way. And then I just one day put my money up and backed myself. And I came out with an app called Bad Badge. And my app is based on... Yeah, shout out to Bad Badge. It's a big thing. It's really a big thing.
Now, what is the functionality? What is the point? What is the application of the app?
Bad Badge? When you go on... This is our app. This is for everybody. When you go on our app,
feel free to do it on there because we got the camera.
So when you go on the app, this is like the demo. So you log into the app. What my app is going to be able to do is, like, one functionality is you'll sign in. Damn, I got to sign in. That's crazy. So when you sign in, you're able to alert 911 if you feel like the force is being a little bit too aggressive. Mm. You can alert 911 or your emergency contact for you. It also tells you the laws of probably whatever you're going through, so you'll have a little bit of knowledge of, like, the right to consent. I didn't give the cop, right? Why are you digging in my pocket, right? So that's one encounter. And also, one of the main features is when I encounter a cop, whether it's good or bad. This is not just for bad encounters, but mm-hmm. we're mostly trying to target bad police to separate the good from the bad. So in the app, you can also leave a review on the cop. So you'll type in his badge number, the precinct he works in, and leave a description like, okay, this white guy, cop, da 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 da, 6'2 cool, officer, yeah. right, precinct 63rd precinct, badge number 6115. You put that in, you upload it into the app. So now he's in the bad badge database. You leave a review on the actual encounter, like, okay, Mr. Wright was actually cool, or he dragged me in the car, slammed me, da da. And with that function, you can also upload the video or the pictures or the audio of the actual
incident.
Son, this
incident. Nigga created a Yelp for police.
That's your fire.
Yeah, so.
Fire.
Oh, shit.
Can you tell me about this shit? I just looked at him. And it's like, we all had a moment when we was outside. Yeah, we yeah, all had a yeah, moment. Yeah. We all had something going on, and we all looked at each other from where we come from, what we've done, and shit. And we were just like, yo, yeah. we all got something right now.
Because,
like,
I actually knew Ra from back in the days. OD. I met Miles on Clubhouse, and this is my first encounter with you. But, I saw you around a few times and everything. But, you know, it was all good energy. And it was like I told Ra earlier, it's all about motivating and inspiring the person next to you. It's about growth. It's not too late. I was just like, earlier when I came
We actually
on,
met at that listening. Kaz listening, that first one for right. our own for the tape.
You're right.
But that
right,
shit that
right.
we gotta go where Dave was letting niggas in the elevator. Shout out to my nigga Dave. Free Kaz too. But Dave, yeah, that's where we met the first time. But I was in and out. That shit was smoked out like a motherfucker, boy. Yeah.
So it's not too late for growth. And I was trying to change the narrative, like, cause if you are from Brooklyn or from my side of town, you know I was a violent person, had a lot of anger. I've dealt with a lot of trauma. And like I said, like, everybody has a story. Life goes on, though, at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? You cannot be dwelling on things you got no control over. You'll go crazy.
True,
so, I had to learn that and then gather my thoughts, become whole, get that umbrella of peace. And then under that, that's how I just became, you know what I'm saying? I made bad.
Let me ask you clap this. It. Hold on. One, clap it up for this black man. Clap it up for this black man.
I'll say this before you say that. I probably know him for, like, at least 10. Yeah. At least 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Like, from inside the club, the outside, the industry, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and I've seen the, I can tell you I've seen the growth. Like, yeah. he could be like, yo, I seen you grow too, right? But I could be like, yo, I knew when, if I was to see Vaughn, I might not want to be there too long. Yeah, dead ass. But I know it wasn't going to come at me. I just be like, if I see that face, I'm like, all right, cool. But the growth of not just him, just niggas around us that was able to get there, and mm-hmm. to see so many people around us that's gone and locked up, to know you still got a chance, and it, mm-hmm. and now you coming up with some shit that been violating us as black people forever.
Yeah.
And now you trying to save lives. It's like, I'll be real. If I would have told me 10 years ago, yo, I'm gonna do something to save niggas, I'll be like this.
Son, you really think about that word? Shit? Like, you really think about this shit, especially now, bro? Like, It's always crazy to me when I think about somebody when they do an app or something like that for the first time, right? Like, my thing is always like, damn, son, like, how didn't nobody else think about this in the first place? Like, there's another app that, you know, I'm not gonna shout them out because they're not paying us. But there's this app that my manager set me up with that literally helps you with, like, self-tapes and auditions, and you can find somebody to read. Just something simple that you would think is easy, but nigga, just I applaud you, my G. Like, taking something that we
one
really
time.
Yeah, one more time. Like, something that we actually need as a people, man. That shit is crazy.
Nah, the idea alone, we was talking about this earlier. I'm like, yo, when it comes to, like, your black people supporting you too, it's also like you saying, like, people think in their mind, y'all could have did that. And it's like, yo, if you could have did that, you would have did it. So go support that person that did it.
Nah.
Because for every idea we had, there's somebody already doing it.
What's the pushback? What's the pushback you've experienced?
Have you experienced any pushback?
Yeah. Well, it's out, actually. My release date was June 4th. So it was out. It's out on Google platform. So if you have an Android or Alexa, you actually can download that.
Download it, yep.
Apple, which on the other hand, has given me a little...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Little problem right now. And I feel like because of what my app represents and what it stands for, I feel like that's what it really is. They're basically saying like change the functionality, or this might be offensive.
So they're saying change. So I want everybody to understand that when they tell somebody to change the functionality of the app, that means they want to change the app.
The app is made to do this. Yeah.
And they want you to make the app do something other than what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. So first it was always an individual account, make it a business account. So it's like every problem that they threw at me, I came with a solution. Then, like I said, I got desperate. I even emailed the CEO, which is Tim Cook.
Mm-hmm.
A representative, not him, but another representative from Apple called me and was like, and she even said it. She's like, wow, we really asked you a lot of questions. Like, so I'm like, listen, miss, like, she was like, we don't understand it. I said, that's all you had to do from the beginning. It was like, tell me. And I sent my number out. My number's actually listed on Apple. And the review board probably see my name in this app probably over 100 times already. So I feel like I don't know why, but I'm just trying to do something good. I really want change. And like I said, I had to change myself in order for me to want this. So that's why it's really messing with me. Because like, damn, like I really did a 180. I changed my whole life.
Let me say this right here. Shout out to you for knowing to say 180. Because a lot of niggas would say 360. A lot of niggas would say 360.
That's a big fact.
And high-key, low-key be right. Yeah, you did do a 360. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you just turned around, stupid-ass nigga.
That's a fact.
Shout out to you.
So, like I said, I turned my whole life around. Like Rod said, if I was probably in the area at the time back then, it was probably not a good thing.
It was spicy. It was a spicy thing.
You know what I'm saying? So
you was on timing.
Basically.
Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm older, so now the young kids, they can have all that. But so it's like, I don't want to live like that.
Mm.
Being on a swivel, walking around. I really want to change the narrative and show them, like, you don't have to be a drug dealer. You don't have to be a scammer. You don't have to pick a gun or go on drills or whatever the case may be. It's ways out. But let me show you. Let me help. Let me help you. Help me help you, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to change. So I can't be a hypocrite and say, I want to give change, and I'm still the same person from 10 years ago.
That's a fact. Mm. And, and especially back in the day, we didn't have no apps, nothing that people on a platform.
It wasn't really like,
be like, yo, do this, or social media. Even that alone, somebody could be like, yo, don't do that. Don't do this. We only going to listen to the people that we next to who's doing it, and they're not going to tell us don't do it unless there's a certain amount
of
I
want to applaud y'all, though, for letting me come up in.
What did I tell you yesterday, my boy?
I appreciate it, because this is my first time even, like, a lot of people still don't know about Bad Bad. People just reposting it because they just fuck with me. Like,
they don't really
know what this app could really do.
This could change. It could really change the world. But for what we talking about, it could change the United States on what we have going on with cops violating and doing shit.
I really want to change. Like it's like I said, I know a lot of people where it's like, yo, I did not have a gun on me. How the fuck a gun get in my car?
In my car.
Like what?
In New York, boy.
Where the hell
that's
I get
three
a gun
minimum.
From? You know what I'm saying? So
that's three mandatory.
Yeah. So it's like I feel like I want to try to like eliminate a lot of things and. Just really, really sit there and show people
a
different way out.
Do you believe there's good cops?
Yeah. I actually know good cops. I actually witnessed good cops. I had good encounters with cops, but I also...
Good cops or are they just cops that do their job and we're so used to bad cops?
No, I feel like they got good hearts and they're actually doing their job.
Gotcha.
But you also have some cops that abuse their authority and you know what it is, I think? Probably as a kid, you probably got punked.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was a nobody. Now you feel you got a gun and a badge, you somebody, or you probably always wanted to be... like this, or the high school jock, or whatever the case may be. And then
niggas
it's like, shit didn't go right.
Yeah, niggas was watching the TV show and want to be Stabler.
Yeah, so now you get a gun in the car.
You got to chill on Stabler, my nigga. That's my nigga.
Stabler going through it.
What's your shit called? RoboCop now.
Yeah.
Homie, I'm not into that. Because without that gun and that badge, homie, I promise you, you wouldn't survive.
Yeah, not at all.
Two days, probably the first day.
You know what I'm gonna tell you? Because you were starting to touch on something else. Like, is there a difference between a good cop mm-hmm. and a cop that's doing their job? I think there is a difference between the two.
I believe there's two cops.
I believe there's three.
I think right. I think you, and most people think there's three.
Yeah.
I believe two. I think there's bad cops. Mm-hmm. I think there's cops that do their job.
Okay.
Right. Because if we go to McDonald's
for a check. So it's a
they just do their job. Like, I don't care what you do it for. You might just always want to do it. Like, you know, there's some nigga that might have did it if it was for free.
Okay.
Like the auxiliary cops. You know what I mean?
They're
them niggas.
Yeah.
It's like if you go to McDonald's, niggas don't ever say, oh, that motherfucking server, that nigga fire. Unless you at Chick-fil-A.
That's all I'm about to say.
But I said McDonald's.
There's a difference between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, though.
But I said if you go to McDonald's,
yeah.
Okay.
Niggas never say, and the motherfucker might be on it. It might be a kid that's in Flatbush. He trying to get out. The nigga, but he hustling.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And he, what else? How can I serve you? All right, boom, boom. Make sure you change. Everything good. Nobody ever say, that's a good server. But if a motherfucker, let a motherfucker be like, yo, what was that? I can't believe they got this nigga on the microphone talking about what was that. He didn't say, excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's bad. There's a motherfucker doing their job. For you to be good, that means you got to go above and beyond.
That's what I'm saying.
If you was a good cop, this is what I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. You know, I said this before, so we ain't got to talk about too long.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a such thing as good cops, there wouldn't be no bad cops because the good cops would stop the bad cops. The minute you're silent about the bad cops, the minute you are pragmatic and you're just simply stand back,
okay.
You're not even doing your job. I'll say this. Your job is to protect and serve.
Yeah.
You got to protect me from the motherfucker standing next to you. If you don't do that, you're a bad cop.
Well, that's what I'm trying to eliminate. Dumb motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. That's my superpower right now.
But even
which
like,
is fire.
But even like that. You said, it's not that. Just for bad cops. There should really be notice. I like, yo, look, I know him, and I see this, and it's like, I know he's not a bad guy.
Mm.
Like, my review of this is like, I see his report is he doesn't do... So I don't
oh,
have
it's
to be,
for both positive
for
and negative.
Yeah,
yes.
It's for both. Yeah, it's for
so
both.
You'll
it's
have
both.
Your reviews. Okay. Like a Yelp review.
So mm-hmm. what is... Follow me where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bad cop.
Okay.
He's been on Bad Badge 3-4 times.
Multiple times, okay.
What is the... Now what?
Well, that's another step. I feel like, all right, now I'm a user, right? Let's say I'm going to show you some functions. Now I'm a user.
Show the camera, then you show us that.
This is one of the record stops, right? Now, when you pop up, you see an actual stop in the server. And matter of fact, it's an example I left on my Instagram, but I deleted it, for example, because it's not my actual encounter, so I use it for it, but I'm going to show you. Hold on. Oh, right here. This is a stop now when a cop goes in the some person's house without a warrant or nothing. He feel like he invaded his space.
Did you post it?
Yeah, I posted it.
That's crazy.
So basically the video, let me turn the volume up. So. No warrant, beat him up,
forced him out of his house.
And handcuffs and mm-hmm. stuff, right? So basically what you would do is. You got that footage, right? When you get out of jail or whatever, being detained, you'll upload that. You got his badge number, his information, his picture, all that. You upload it onto Bad Badge. And if he keep getting the same review saying, like, he violated my rights, he violated me, he didn't read me my remand rights, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. It's just a bad, 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 bad reviews. I feel like somebody could actually take this to the Citizen Review Board now, get him fired, or held accountable for his actions. That's what we really want to do.
I think you should... connect with some lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Some you connect with some lawyers like Kenneth Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, connect with somebody like Edward Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker fighting the entire police force right now from the inside. That's a good cop.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a good cop.
Homie, even talking to homie that we had.
Corey Pegues. Matter of fact, I'm gonna connect you with Corey Pegues.
But this is what I wanted to do.
I'm gonna connect you with Corey Pegues.
I need a team. I need somebody to connect to get my
because there has
vision.
To be, right, because there has to be something
bigger.
Because
an end result.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because
it's deeper.
If his name just up there a bunch of times and they like, yeah, this app from some nigga from Canarsie that we used to arrest a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
it need a little bit more. And that's cool as long as you.
I need a lot of more support.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that. I'm acknowledging.
Well, you got.
Yeah.
We all three connected to somebody somehow. So you got
to. The way this happened, even me coming up here, is like I said, it was meant to be because the way I met Mouse is like, it was like I said, it was just an idea.
Yeah,
and for me to just get motivated, like, yo, just do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Just do it. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta sometimes just take a leap and just believe. And then I did that, and that's how I came up with that. And so far, so good. It's like, I mean, so far. right now, this is what the good is coming out of it right now. I'm getting a support that I didn't think I was going to get.
This shit definitely going to go up. And I just wanted to grow. It's going to go up after this, and then we're going to make sure we connect
you with who you're supposed to. And I just wanted to grow, and, you know, and the goal is to help.
Because this shit is, like Ryan said, like, this shit is, this is a way to change the world without nobody dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I definitely believe that, you know, people like George Floyd, Sandra Bland, particularly like George Floyd and then these big ones, Trayvon Martin, these big ones, obviously they're going to change the world. But somebody had to die for that. I think enough people have died.
Very unfortunate. It was very
enough people have died to the point where it's time to change the world with some what's the word I'm saying? Not just premeditative. Yeah. Without it being. Reactionary.
Another thing that no pun intended. Piggybacking off of what you said.
We on Clubhouse again.
We're right back on Clubhouse, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we reset the room?
We're going to reset the room, guys. This is Guys Next Door.
They don't pay us.
One mic.
One mic.
Stop saying their slogans.
I'm going to tell you. What's the room?
I don't know, because you said I'm going to tell you.
Vaughn has some fun rooms. That's what I was saying.
Piggybacking off of what you were saying, I think I'm trying to think of the right way to say this.
In regards to, like, changing the world without somebody having to die?
Yeah, I think all of these cops that are getting, like, right now getting caught up for killing someone, right? For killing a black man, black woman, whatever. These are guys that we already see as repeat offenders. These are guys that we already see.
It's not their first time.
It's never been their first time.
But we don't see it. And that's what...
It always comes out afterwards. Like, yo, this isn't their first time.
Like Derek Chauvin had 17 cases. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to go into, because it's like, this is an app to... But if all these bad cops know there is an app out there that could just load up all my information, just maybe like they got on us, maybe they'll chill out.
Yeah. That's
what I'm thinking in my mind. It's like, yo, look, if there's something that I know can catch me at all times, instead of me having a camera on you, which they say, which gets faulty, all that other shit, now it's always a camera on the opposite side. And now they can upload whether you're a good cop or a bad cop. It's like, you go to a restaurant, whether it's good or bad, I'm going to be like, I bet. I'm going to tell them it was a great job. You did a great job. I'm going to tip you well. Or it's like, I'm going to go on Yelp, and I'm going to write this back. And now I got to report that shit.
Now I'm thinking, right now, you know, I don't want to give you too many ideas and shit.
Yo, trust me, Mac, I've thought about it. I'm trying to make it bigger than what
that's what I was about to say.
I'm going to let you have all the ideas.
Bring us on the board of trustees. Bring us on the board of trustees. We'll fuck with you.
Facts. What about a Waze type of vibe where it's like, you have, like, depending on which block you are, it keeps your geo tracking, like, where you are, and it shows, like, the police that are around that spot.
You might have to have, got to have inside police.
A lot of things, though, we really can't, like you said, you might need a police database. It's so much other things.
Well, not for a geotag.
But geotag for when he's on work.
Right? He's saying citizens that on this block has been this many. And you're in this barrel now.
Apple actually rejected Citizen app a few times.
Yeah, I heard.
Man, I ain't gonna hold it. It's gonna sound bad. Citizen app is so entertaining sometimes.
Sometimes
I just be on shit. All right, but
My man was like, he live in Brownsville. He was like, yo, I ain't gonna front. My Citizens app like an Instagram feed right now.
Bro, that's a lot going on. Maybe selling weed in the comments. Yo, dead ass.
That's tough.
That's wild.
That's tough.
And you gotta avoid that.
Shout out to that. Whoever that young entrepreneur is.
Get your money.
That was crazy.
Yo, I'm outside. I'm at this address. Yo, I got fired. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Shout out to him. He's before his time.
Nigga die every day, B, but the nigga trying to get his fire.
Get your bread, my nigga.
So, yeah, the shooting's on his bike. I'm on the next
He's trying to help the mourning process go a little smoother. That's how I looked at it.
Sir. No wonder you got the app. Hey, this nigga right here.
Right, I think fast.
You not right here. You right here.
Yeah, I think fast.
You used to be here, but now you here.
You gotta work smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying?
How do criminals use this app? Because we gotta be honest. We gotta talk about it. Both sides. How do criminals use this app?
This one is basically to help also. It's for everybody. It's not just for the regular civilians. This is for everybody, especially the criminals. These are the ones that really need it because they don't have no knowledge of this. Some of these criminals probably got probably less than high school education. Mm-hmm. So they don't know what they're getting into. A cop just can't come to you and be like, yo, I see a bulging, but let me see what's in your pocket. They can't just do that. They can't walk in and just lock you up because, I don't know, they heard you had a gun in here. Like, it don't go like that.
Yo, they come in here for me, they probably got good reason.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You get it. But you get it.
The illicit is that
the average nigga's going to help you see, like, okay.
The average nigga going to go with the cop.
Like, 200.
Yeah. Nah, you can't do that.
Yo, the real shit is
there sounds on
there? It's,
Is there, like, sounds? Like, is there a you're on there?
No.
Hey, boy. Yo, boy.
Trying to be as professional as we can. It can't just be New York, bro.
They want to joke all day.
No, the illest shit about it is that it feels like having a Black Panther in your pocket.
Mm. Do y'all talk about that? Elaborate.
That movie also motivated me.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Just because he was so young and powerful.
Frampton, 21
years old. 21
years old,
and he wasn't scared of nothing.
You gotta. So I, we're a lot of people who listen to this are very young, but some of y'all understand what the Black Panthers used to do. Like the Black Panthers used to.
They was on
the police.
They
were
on the police neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the I mean, it's a little radical, but if you listen to the beginning of that Rick Ross record, remember he said,
"Yeah,
the pig,
yeah, the blow pig, you blow them away, you go, yeah. Got the pig to act in a favorable manner."
But mind you, they just policed. Tef they policed down. The big facts. They policed the Tears of Joy.
I couldn't think of the record. It was Tears of Joy.
They policed their neighborhoods the same way that the police policed the neighborhoods. Yeah, but, yeah. So when people would get stopped, you know, they would see somebody getting stopped and frisked. They would stop and be like, yo, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Yo, what is this is the law. And they would recite the laws sometimes better than the police would be able to. Like, yo, you can't do this because of such and such and such. This bylaw, blah, 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 blah.
The police don't even know.
But you see the technology that we have now? Now we can put the law.
In our pocket.
Also upload the incident, and we could just spread the awareness all in one shot. Back then, they didn't have that, but now this app is actually that.
This is your police report.
This is my policing and police report, like you said, for our communities.
That's fire. That's
whoever download
fire.
That.
So anything that you could really like, this is. I don't say this often. You could really save lives with this shit. Like
that's really the
that's
goal.
The real like it's I said, bigger than it's bigger than 1, 2, 3. It's bigger than everybody in the world because it's all of us put together.
Everybody's not privileged to
talk about it.
Grow up in a good community.
Well, you can stop right there. Not a lot of niggas is privileged to grow up.
To grow up. Some like nigga, I said, I lost my brother.
You almost was. You know what I mean?
Like, and I almost was one of them. God bless me. And that's what I think I'm here for. That's my purpose. To help, and I got a second chance. You know
what
saying?
Was that moment like when you acknowledged or accepted that or felt that, like, you know what I mean? Because you spoke about being shot in the.
But it took me still a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Because
I got shot at
19,
32.
Mm-hmm.
So
19
it's still
was
years. I was still had ignorant stages. Yeah, okay. I still had my ignorant stages. I still was like that. Fake turned a fire up a little bit after I got shot. A little bit more.
Right. You were more. That's what I'm asking. So you're more angry. You're more upset. When is that moment where you connect, okay, obviously I'm here for a purpose. This is my purpose. When was that? Like, was it... The only reason I ask is because it's an interesting piece
I'm
of the
story,
right?
Now.
Like, did it happen on Clubhouse or was there a period before Clubhouse and you were like, how am I... I know I have a purpose.
I'm
going to
tell you
what
right now. My mother can't get another story. A bad story on her last son.
Wow.
That's what motivated me and gave me a purpose.
Wow.
Seeing my mother crying at night. It's no closure. We don't know who killed my brother. So it's like, to see, like, there's no filling that void. And I feel like I got to do something. I can't go out like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't make my brother made the paper. I can't make the paper. My mother don't need a phone call. Not like that. My mother don't need a phone call saying your baby son is out. Is out of here. I got a nephew that depends on me. I got a mother that depends on me. I take care of everybody. I'm the rock. So why would I crumble now? So I got to make sure that I'm forward tough and... I gotta evolve, and I gotta make sure, you know what I'm saying, we gonna do something about this.
You said my mother can't get another bad
shit. The time she gonna see you in the paper is
because
of this.
That's crazy.
This is gonna be what puts you in the paper. This is some front of the paper, the world needs to hear it, needs to see this type of shit, because that's the shit we dream, we always want, we don't want nobody to, like, I don't care what nobody says, I don't wish death on nobody.
Nobody, bro.
So it's like, at the end of the day, if I could save lives off of just a button, like, I could press a button and have it all done up. So everybody knows what happened. If something does happen to me, you know why and who did it.
So question. Also, it doesn't have to be the person that's in the incident that gets it, right? It could be somebody who's watching
watch the incident. It and upload it. Yeah, correct.
Damn.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
All right, so listen, I'm gonna jump off. I'm gonna jump out the window as I do sometimes. Come up with some copy. Like, come up with some copy. Come up with an ad. We're going to read the ad for free.
Oh, 200%.
Do it for a month. We do it a month too much for free, bro. We run this matter of fact, summer, it's hot outside. The whole summer, we're going to run your shit for free. Just
I'm
get
announcing
us
in, your shit.
Yeah, like, just get us.
Voice every episode.
Yeah, just get us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate,
like, get us. Just have somebody type it. Get you a publisher, somebody. Shanae, link with him or something. And she'll write you up some copy. We'll run the ad the whole summer, bro.
Appreciate
like,
it,
because this shit, like Ryan said, like.
Shit deeper than us,
Ryan
bro.
Said, yo, Ryan said this shit. I'm like, fuck. That shit can save lives. And like, we so used to, it's so cliche, not cliche, but it's like redundant support, right? There's certain redundant support quotes, and it's like, this can change the world.
Yeah.
You got that. But when Ryan said, and I've been posting this since day one, I've been supporting that shit.
That's a fact.
And I've known, like,
more than people I've known my entire life.
And I didn't even know about this until today. Yeah, since I've seen that shit, I'm like this.
And I've known what the app's function is, or I knew the premise. But hearing it say, and I really, like, when Ryan said that shit, really drove it home. Like, oh, now this nigga saving lives. Yeah, we got it. So we got
lives, bro.
This, you doing something radical. You doing something revolutionary. We're going to meet you halfway, my boy.
I appreciate that.
So,
yo,
you know,
really
our platform to you. Like I said, Shanae right here. Yeah.
I was going
to
ask if you had Twitter anyway. Cause
I really don't have, like, I'm really not even, like, a social person. Like, Ryan, I just got social media 2-3 years ago. I didn't like Instagram. Like I said, I was living in a world where it was like, I might have to hide from this camera. So I don't want to be in front of a camera. That's why I never tried to rap, sing. I never wanted to do.
The fact that he knew exactly where the
camera
was.
I'm very observant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this was my life at one time. Like, I really had to know
who's
in the room.
You got to see that on the comment.
I need to know who was in the room, what he got on. I don't even got to look you in your face, but I'm telling you, I know exactly what you look like under that mask.
Do you think being a criminal made you a better civilian?
Yeah, it did.
Or let me ask you this: being a criminal made you a better activist? Because this is a fact.
This is not. You're not a civilian.
This is activism.
This is.
I'll definitely want to be a civilian. So yeah.
No, I'm saying activist is.
No, you're one step past.
No, it's because, like, God bless them. My father always told me, like, to survive in this world, right?
And not being funny. Your father was black.
My father's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Your mother's black.
Okay. So before my father died. my father was strung out on dope. Like, I got the whole story, the same regular story for the hood story. My father was strung out on dope, which was my Superman at one point. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't look up to rappers and all that shit. I felt like my father was everything. You know what I'm saying? So when my father got strung out on shit, it broke me. But I never, like, as I grew up, I had to ask myself, like, yo, damn, I never asked him, like, is he okay? What made him go left? Like, you feel me? Like, I just, I had to remember he was human. So once I had to get I had to get myself together and take accountability. Because like I said, I was mad at the world. So I lost the train of thought a little bit.
You were talking about how being a criminal.
Oh, yeah. So basically, like, growing up, like I said, so my father always told me, you need a few traits to survive in this world. School smarts, school sense, street sense, common sense, and personality. Mm. And that'll get you far.
That's a real nigga right there, boy.
So I stuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of being the toughest nigga in the room, or instead of trying to just be invisible,
be the
smartest person. Be yourself, actually. You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt to be yourself. And I preach that to everybody. Like, what's wrong with being you? We all look different. We all different for a reason. You feel me? Like, it's okay to be you. If you're not used to shooting nobody, you don't got to pick that gun up, bro.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Start motivating your friend to be great. Don't set them back. Like, if that's you, right? You not even my friend. If I got to be around you to tote a gun, I'm not your friend because I don't want to tote a gun.
And that's what I be telling people.
Or like, because I don't got a Cuban or whatever case may be. Like, make it make sense for me.
I be telling niggas, like, there's no such thing as a corny individual. When you start changing who you are, that's when you become corny.
Yeah.
When you, like you said, if you not a gun nigga, but you want to go get a gun and it's not you,
that's
you
corny
for that. Like,
you corny.
That's not it.
You about to kill somebody for no reason.
You about to
fuck your life up for no reason.
You doing shit that just wasn't meant for you.
Yeah.
We know niggas that just shoot all day and
like
don't
I said,
just,
I wasn't always like this. Like, I'm not,
but that's
like,
the
anybody could dig this up. I was not always like this. So when niggas do see this side of me, they be like, yo, damn, Vaughn, you really did change. And I had to tell them, like, yeah, like, how long did you want me to be that way? Coming outside on a swivel, worrying about the last person I did something to, or this person. I've done so much fuck shit. That shit ain't cool. I had to really take accountability, like, yo, damn. And I'm blessed to say I'm still here to tell my story. Because the shit I did,
up the river, under the grave.
And that makes the app more personal. I feel like if this came from...
No, I meant this.
No, I'm saying I can't. Mm-hmm. I feel like if this app came from some.
We gotta let that one live.
I meant that one. That's fire.
Yeah, he's intentional.
My change and my growth, I meant that.
It was intentional.
Yeah, I needed that.
That's fire.
So all my bad circumstances, like, I learned more from my lessons than any win I ever had. So I'm taking that and I'm running with those. I'm definitely running with those.
This nigga,
I'm cool with the storms.
Dropping.
I'm cool with the bad circumstances. I'm cool with the dark tunnels. And because at the end of the day, I still had another day. New day, new energy. I got time to reset, reflect, and reevaluate everything.
Yeah. Come on, my nigga. Come on, son.
Now we out on that. Yeah. We don't even got a button. He put a button on this nigga.
Tell me so. Bad badge, man.
Bad badge. Show the people how they can get that shit, bro.
Bad badge is out on Google Play. If you got an Android or a Galaxy,
we're working on Apple as we speak.
And yeah, bad badge coming soon, national.
Between all three. Yeah.
That shit, fire.
Yo.
I don't even want to step on it, bro. Yo, just close the episode. I don't even want to step on it. Y'all know where to find us. Y'all know what to do to send us a letter. Bad badge. Vaughn, do you want them to follow you on social?
I only have Instagram for now. Instagram is @V___, and catch me there.
Mm-hmm.
I just posted him on my gram. I'm gonna post this shit
every day. Appreciate it. You know, I make it a point. I post that nigga every day. I go to his page, post that shit every day.
I appreciate it. I'm starting to grow a lot of love for Mouse because, like I said, and support is in so many ways. It's not just financial. And everybody feel or realize that, like, just word of mouth alone is support.
Support is free. Support not free. That shit costs. No, and I'm fine with paying that cost. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
And if you put it that way. But somebody always say, like, it's not always financial.
It might cost your time. It might cost your...
A repost could be a thing.
That's one thing you need, bro. This is our app. Because I really, like, we all got the same goal.
To make a home.
We live every day. We die
to make a home. That's our goal. To make it home.
We live every day. We all got 24 hours. Let's make some of it.
This app gonna bring us home.
Feel me? Facts. So that's
you already know. Bad badge. Guys next door.
Please, man.
Y'all gonna hear it all summer. We running these ads all summer. Also, back in the crib with us on the silent tip. Shout out DCMB. Mm-hmm. Shout out Sinead Curry. Support a black business.
Oh, that was very seasonal.
Thank you.
Yeah, she liked that. Yeah. Bacalao. Yeah.
Bacalao. That's Spanish.
That's fish.
Nigga did it.
Yeah, that's fish. Nigga, that's Spanish fish.
That's codfish. That's codfish in Spanish.
Just making it.
Right. Just bringing it together. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah, no.
I was bringing both sides of the room.
I get it.
Escovitch.
Yeah, that's
Escovitch. Escovitch.
Hey.
Head on. Pause. Y'all niggas be eating whole fish. The eye's still in it.
That shit's actually good.
Fish be looking around. You eat the eyes?
No, hell no.
No.
I eat up to the neck part.
Yeah.
That's what I tell.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's what I tell Shorty. I eat you up to the neck.
What?
Yeah, yo, Mouse. Get this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, the nigga right. came in here all and right, shit with the right. shit. So I was listen. Like, damn, I can only do me.
She ladies the one and gentlemen. Talking about, yo, and the cheeks. Do you think I heard you?
Oh, yeah. What? She said, I heard the cheeks got a lot of flavor, but I mean, I don't know.
Why you so horny, Miss Jamaica?
Goodness gracious.
Oh, young Rachel. Island vibe, Rachel. Yo, Rachel was fire. Where is she at?
Oh, my God.
You don't remember Rachel from Island Vibes on BET?
With the curly shit? Like
yes.
That?
Yeah. She was so fire. Yeah. Nigga, I was like, what's going on? Between her and Cedar Boy, I was trying.
I ain't gonna find a lot of BET. They had good hosts.
They had good. Free?
Free? Spicy.
Still fire.
Roxy. Still fire.
Roxy was
spicy.
Cool.
She wasn't as spicy as
Free. Roxy wasn't really like that. Yeah, she wasn't like that.
Because Free came
Roxy
with that.
Roxy like a little chihuahua.
She came with that honey baked ham in the back. Free was.
Free, I like Free.
Yo, Free, I know Free sound. I know it sounded like orange juice on the fucking set.
Free ended because of Beyonce, right?
No, it was just the end of their contract. Going, yeah. A lot of people say that it was just the end of their contract. But I got a little something coming out to talk about it. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, all
right. Well, on that
Miss Rachel, there we go, baby.
Spicy. That's tough.
Miss Rachel, if you listening to this, pull up on the podcast. We want to talk to you.
That's what we talk
about. One time for the one time.
My boy. What's up? You didn't even know who she was back.
That's why she was like me. She don't want nobody to be a groupie. She wants somebody to be a
Miss Rachel, I never even heard of you.
Lord.
Nigga, she want a regular convo.
Miss Rachel, never heard of you. What is Escovitch?
Wow.
Well,
guys next door. See you next week.
Guys next door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.